Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Moran. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Chico Salmon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pedro Ramos. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pedro Ramos. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Bruton steals second. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bruton scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Salmon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lump scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe misplays the ball. That's an error on McAuliffe. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Salmon reaches second base with a double. Moran goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramos strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick bunts in front of the plate. Romano juggles the ball. That's an error on Romano. McAuliffe moves to third. Phillips moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe scores. Phillips scores. Lolick moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Lee Stang now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sonny Siebert now pitching. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 0 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Moran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown scores. Kaline moves to second. It's 7-1, Tigers. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Freehan takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Cash moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline scores. Cash moves to third. Freehan moves to second. It's 8-1, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Siebert fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Thomas now playing right field. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sonny Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0 for 1 in the game. Lolick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Salmon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Thomas moves to third. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-2 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Salmon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McAuliffe. The throw from Romano and he is safe. McAuliffe steals second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips strikes out. Romano drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Phillips out. There goes McAuliffe. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 0-for-2 in the game. Lolick strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bruton hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Dickon pinch hits for Sonny Siebert. Paul Dickon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickon strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Davalillo reaches second base with a double. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Bell now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-1, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood pinch runs for Jerry Lump. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Freehan hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 9, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Wood now playing second base. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 3 in the game. Smith strikes out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 3 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano moves to second. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.